Can depend on News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader. Listen online at WONDradio.com.
It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. President Trump's former lawyer and right-hand man is now headed to federal prison for 3 years.
Michael, what are the dirty deeds?
Michael Cohen was silent as he left a federal courtroom in Manhattan, ignoring reporters' questions after he was sentenced. Inside, he denounced the man he said led him down a dark path.
In an emotional statement to the judge, Michael Cohen apologized to his family and to the American people for lying when he said they deserve to know the truth. His voice caught. He turned toward his parents in the spectator seats to say, "I'm sorry." Cohen also made clear he is no longer a loyal soldier of President Trump's, of whom he said there is little to be admired.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Cohen's crimes include making hush payments to two women at the direction of then-candidate Trump. He's expected to report to prison on March 6th. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oak says he may not serve a full 3 years.
If Cohen provides further information that could support a case against the president, that could be used in support of his reduction in sentence even down the line. So he might not serve the full amount that is being given to him today.
Cohen says he will continue to cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller. The clock is ticking for Congress to reach a budget deal and avert a partial government shutdown. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
If there's no agreement, 25% of the government will be shut down. For instance, employees with the Department of Homeland Security, TSA, and National Parks would be furloughed with no pay.
And that would happen just days before Christmas. British Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting with dozens of conservatives who will decide her fate in a no-confidence vote scheduled for soon. Her opponents are not happy about the way she is handling the Brexit. Nearly 24 hours after gunmen opened fire on a Christmas market in Strasbourg, France, the shooter is still on the run, believed to be a 29-year-old man who is known to police. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 380 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
For immigrants who make it to the U.S. intending to become citizens, the hardship may not be over.
Maria Le Decay's LinkedIn profile notes that she holds a Master of Laws degree. That's not the same as a Juris Doctorate, which attorneys must hold, but the confusion of immigrants applying for asylum is understandable.
They went to her seeking her advice as an attorney.
Round Rock, Texas Police Sergeant John Rowe has interviewed a dozen of Decay's clients who say they paid her thousands for legal services that were never rendered because Decay can't legally practice law. Maria Le Decay has been arrested and charged with a felony. As for her clients,
they trusted her,
but are no closer to becoming citizens. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Michigan, it's still not clear if the outgoing governor will sign a series of lame duck bills that strip power from the incoming Democrats.
Republican Governor Rick Snyder says he will sign at least one lame duck bill that would create an agency to oversee the digging of a tunnel to encase an oil pipeline in the Great Lakes. But it's unclear his thoughts on others that could be approved by the state legislature, including one allowing the Senate or House to intervene in court cases on the state's behalf. A bill seen as a way for Republican lawmakers to strip power from the incoming Democratic Attorney General. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
The Centers for Disease Control says fentanyl is now the deadliest drug in America. A new report says it's the most commonly used drug in overdose deaths, which have skyrocketed 113% each year from 2013 to 2016. This is ABC News.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a Deere to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a Deere. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Good afternoon, South Jersey. WOND News Time is 2:05. It is currently 44 degrees here at the studios of Longport Media in Linwood. I'm Warren Prosser. Galloway Township Police arrested three Atlantic County people Tuesday on theft and burglary charges. Police responded to a telephone report that suspects were seen removing items from a warehouse in the 600 block of West Whitehorse Pike. Officers located tire tracks at the scene leading away from the building. While they inspected the property, police found two suspects walking along the train tracks and picking up scrap metal. A third suspect was found in a vehicle stuck in the mud near the warehouse. Authorities said the vehicle contained items taken during the burglary. Police arrested 24-year-old Franklin Gorham Jr. of Galloway, 31-year-old Jesse Walker of Absecon, and 27-year-old Shannon Carty of Egg Harbor Township, and charged them all with theft, burglary, and criminal mischief. WOND News Time is 2:06. One person was treated for smoke inhalation after fire caused by a faulty air conditioning unit gutted a room at the Howard Johnson's Hotel on the Black Horse Pike in Egg Harbor Township. Fire officials said it took firefighters just 20 minutes to bring the blaze under control in the second floor unit. Besides the room gutted by flames, the room below it sustained water damage. The person who suffered from smoke inhalation was released from a hospital following treatment. WOND News Time is now 2:06. The current ocean temperature is 43 degrees. It's 44 in Hamilton, 46 in Strathmere, and 43 degrees on the world-famous Atlantic City Boardwalk. I'm Warren Prosser, WOND News. Keep it here for more breaking news throughout the day. Lori Young continues right here on News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
Melakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Mela Kalikimaka, Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. What else did I miss? Any? I don't know. Rich, did I miss any? Did I miss anything? It's Eric Rich, and I want to call you Rich. Richie Rich.
I get it a lot.
I guess. Anyway, welcome back. I am your host, Lori Young, and I am here in the big man's chair trying to fill shoes that I will never do, the wonderful Bob Burns that passed on the beginning of the week. And as I said, Bob is up there with the Lord helping to decorate the Christmas tree for the holidays.
I was listening to that. I was thinking, what a great thought.
That's what he's doing.
I was driving over listening. So.
He's laughing at us. He's saying, you guys, I got the life up here. I've got it made. I was selected. So Bob, put that star on the Christmas tree for the Lord. And welcome so much. And I just want to thank you so much. Let me tell you a little bit. Eric Rich, president and founder of Rich Asset Management, helps people to achieve their financial goals through goals-based planning with the assistance of financial advisors at Rich Asset Management. And they help you stay on track, which we're going to talk about for the new year, and create a realistic is the key word, plan, to help achieve and make your financial goals a reality. And we're coming to you live and local from the WND Manco studio right here in Linwood, New Jersey. And so happy that you're with us. Come on, you guys have a million questions. Don't be shy. You have free advice for an hour here with Eric. And it's a good time of year, Eric, also, because it's that time of year where we all want to do a New Year's resolution and save money.
That's right.
So I'm going to ask you, Let me preface this by saying many people believe that retirement promises a life of ease, free of responsibility. So in a way, that's true. No longer having to show up for work, people love it. And then it's like, why did I retire? They deal with uncooperative colleagues, so on and so forth. At the time, they're complaining. But in retirement, people are in charge of their own lives and futures. So with the demise of the traditional pension, which we've seen, and Social Security, and so on and so forth, we kind of shoulder more responsibility for our financial lives. With increasing lifespans, we need to plan for a longer and hopefully more rewarding future. So how do we go about doing this? And with the new year coming up, Eric, what is goal-based planning?
Well, goal-based planning is, you know, traditionally people always said, you know, we save and save and save for retirement. We just put away lots of money, and at some point, you know, magically at age 65, we'll stop working. That was picked, you know, 75, whatever, 80 years ago, that was the magic number. Mm-hmm. Ironically, though, at the time when life expectancy was 64.9 years. And then, you know, the problem is, you know, people get, I save and I save and I save, and people in my business always say things like, you know, at retirement, you'll have $1 million.
Whoa.
And people say, well, that's a lot of money. Well, I think that's a lot of money. Actually, I'm not sure if it's a lot of money.
Today.
So what I say is my job is to break it down into monthly income. Because, again, what does that number mean to me? I don't understand what $500,000 is, $100,000, $1 million. You know, it all sounds like a lot of money. Mm. But if I say, you know, hey, you can spend $4,000 a month in retirement plus Social Security, okay, now I understand. So the goal-based planning concept is just, you know, again, what are the things you want to accomplish? And then I'll reverse engineer it to tell you, here's how much you have to save, assuming X rate of return or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
Because retirement isn't linear.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think, and it always drives me nuts when I hear statistics like, well, you'll need 60 to 80% of your pre-retirement income.
That's a lot.
Who's going to live on 40% less tomorrow?
Right.
You know, here's how it really works. In the first year or two of retirement, you need 120%.
Wow.
Because you can now do all the things that for the last 40 years you haven't been able to do because you've been working 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to travel more, and you're going to eat out in restaurants more, and you're going to do more
good
things.
Point.
And then that starts to back down because the novelty of that wears off. And then you're about 100%. And then from there, you end up, okay, then it starts to decrease a little bit, down maybe at the 80 percentile or something. So it's not a linear thing, retirement. And, you know, again, what are the specific goals you have? Because a lot of people say, well, how much do I need to retire? Well, that's like saying, what kind of car should I buy?
Exactly.
You know, that's a pretty big thing.
Right. It's all individual and personal.
Yeah. I mean, if your expenses are $1,500 a month, mm-hmm. you don't need a whole lot to retire if you're
right.
getting 12 of that from Social Security.
Exactly.
If your expenses are, you know, $20,000 a month and you're getting, you know, $1,000 a month from Social Security, well, mm-hmm. then you need an awful lot to
Absolutely.
Save for retirement. So it really depends on the individual situation and what their goal is. You
mm-hmm.
know, do I want to have a house in Florida? Do I want to have a, you know, do I want to be able to pay for trips for my grandkids when we all go away? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, people always laugh that, you know, when the kids move out of the house, you know, my responsibilities end. I'm like, your responsibilities double when the grandkids come
when they
along.
They have kids,
so,
sure,
right.
sure.
And you'll want to spoil them.
It's a good
even
way
more.
To look at that, really.
Yeah, so you really have to, you know, what is the goal? What are you trying to, you know, I always say, paint the perfect retirement for me. You know, what would you do all day?
Right.
Because that's a big part of it. You know, a lot of people don't think about, you know, you spent 40 hours a week plus commuting to your job
mm-hmm.
for 40 years, and now that's going to turn off like a light switch.
Tough.
What are you going to do all day?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't plan for that, and then, and guys always, you know, guys are funny because they always say, well, I've got that, you know, I got the honey-do list. I've got, there's, there must be
the honey-do list. What is the honey-do list? That's cute. Like the bucket,
you know,
list?
Honey, do this. You know, honey, do that.
Oh, okay.
So I've got, there's
cute.
You know, my wife tells me I've got 25 things at least on that list. Well, you have 40 hours a week. That list will be gone in a month.
Exactly. Exactly.
What are you going to do for the next 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't spend a lot of time thinking about that. So I really try to coach people in, what are you going to do?
Perfect.
What is your day going to look like?
Uh-huh.
Where do you go?
Mm-hmm.
And because those answers will tell me what you're going to spend
exactly.
in retirement.
Right.
You know, and once I know that, you know, then that's going to have a big impact on how much you'll need. So once I know the goal, I can reverse engineer everything back into here's how much money you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, that's at 65 or whatever age it is. Well, then if you're 52 and this is how much you have saved already, this is what you need to do to get to that goal.
So you're a financial coach on top of it.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
like coach. We have Coach Rich here, which is a nice way to look at it.
Yeah, I always tell people I'm a lot more of a psychologist than a financial advisor.
Well,
the license.
You have to be. You have to be, because people come to you, they have this, they have that. I think careers, and I think what you do in guiding people, you have to deal with the whole thing. And you're so nice and down to earth that people feel very comfortable with you telling you all their problems, like, okay, no, I do finances. I don't do everything else.
Well, you know, it's funny, but with, you know, we do need to know all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
absolutely,
there's questions I'll have with, you know, or conversations I'll have with, you know, new clients, and they're not always the easiest conversations. You know, I'll ask, you know, how's your children's marriages? How are they, you know, I mean, these are the things
but
I have to...
These are reality questions.
You know, how are your parents still alive? How's their health?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be moving in with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the things that people need to think about today that maybe 20 years ago we didn't think about.
It's true. And talking about wills and so
mm-hmm.
on and money, where money's going to be left and what you want to leave for your children, your grandchildren, so on and so forth. And I'm sure also... you know, it's very, very important to have a living will, because I imagine you discuss that with people also.
Yeah, we were talking about it on one of the shows a few weeks ago about, A, leaving an inheritance, should you even do it? And
should
if
you?
So, how much,
should
you know,
you?
And
yes.
that depends. And,
mm-hmm.
and then how do you do it? You know,
okay.
You know, my kids are very young. They're 6, 8, and 10. So
wow.
I have no idea what their lives will be like.
Right.
I don't know that I can leave any of my kids a lump sum of money when they turn 18
mm-hmm.
if something happens to me, because who knows what they'll do with it. I know what I would have done with it at 18.
Yes, exactly.
I'd had a lot of really nice cars. But, you know, girls like cars and
yeah,
you know,
guys
so
like
guys
girls.
Buy,
so,
yeah,
exactly.
So guys buy cars.
Exactly.
So
that's
cute. You know, I wasn't overly responsible at the time. So I tried, you know, can you put stipulations in place? You put money into a trust.
Mm-hmm.
And the trustee says, yes, you can buy this, and no, you can't buy that.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, you want to buy a house? Great. Here's money. You want to go to college? Here's money. You want to go buy a $100,000 car? Sorry. You're on your own.
Now here's the question. My father, I mean, you know, he passed away when I was young. And I think I was 17, 18. But he left it that we couldn't touch the money till we were 30. I mean, are you able, because I guess he felt, you know, like you're saying, mm-hmm. you'll spend it on this and that, and then you become to your own if you want to buy a house, or you want to do whatever you want to do. Are you able to do that in this day and age? Can you put a stipulation on that?
You can,
financial
if you put money into a trust, I say if it's legal, you can do it.
Okay.
As long as it's legal. Like mine, personally, my theory is my kids get a third at 25, a third at 35, a third at 45.
See, there you go. See that?
I figured if you haven't figured it out.
If
you haven't figured it out by 45, well, then go ahead and spend all the money because you're not smart enough to have it.
Well, and when you're 17, it sounds like, oh, my gosh, 30, 35, it's so far away, but it comes fast and quickly.
It does, and they get distribution. I mean, they have the right mm-hmm. to get income and things like that, so it's not like they won't have any money, but they're not going to have a lot of money
right.
until they act responsibly enough to have that money. And, you know, my trust has stipulations like you have to be employed full time.
Really?
Unless you're disabled.
That's
you know,
a great
you're not
idea.
Gonna you're not just gonna live off money in my trust because
mm-hmm.
you know, you think you're somehow entitled to it.
Well,
you know, like this came at a price and,
mm-hmm.
and you need to
mm-hmm.
you know, you need to show me that you're capable of doing, you know, handling this.
Well, you have young children, so you're not really there yet. But I always say, and I'm from a different generation. We had to work. Even it didn't matter. Worked at a bakery, whatever. You had to bring
mm-hmm.
something in. My parents supported us, but we still needed that money, as you did, I'm sure, also just to the value
yep.
of a job and paying for a few things on your own. You know, I'm sure there's many parents. My parents paid for my college education. I didn't have to, thank goodness, but I was blessed. But today, it's an entitlement society. Children feel they get to a certain age. Well, I'm entitled to that. And they're 20 years old, and they want to be CEOs of companies already. Well, how come I'm not going to be? I go for a job. Do you
yeah,
see this?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, tell us.
I see kids all the time. You know, they come out of college, and, you know, they say, well, I'll take any job that's Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, preferably 9 to 4. You know, it pays me at least $100,000 a year and full benefit. I'm like, what planet do you live on? Like,
yes. Have you paid your
I'm
dues?
Not saying you'll get there. But you're not getting there anytime soon,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're my generation. Yes,
yeah,
we
you
yeah.
know, even my friends are like, oh, yeah, it must be nice. You have your own business and you can
sure.
come and go as you please and go on vacation whenever. I'm like, you know, you don't get paid when you don't, like, if you don't work, you don't get paid. There's no vacation time when it's yours.
When it's yours, it's a lot. It's like being into it. You're on your own. So when it's your own business, people don't realize when you're self-employed in your own business, it's so much more difficult than working for someone where you have everything, you know, scheduled out for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there is they no paycheck on Friday.
Like, absolutely.
There's the paycheck to the extent that you worked on Friday.
Absolutely.
And sometimes even not then, you know. I mean, there's plenty of weeks I think, like, man, I worked 70 hours this week and
where's my check?
There's no money, you know. And you're like, well, it's because it's a long process sometimes and whatever. But, you know, that's... Hey, that's
the
how
business.
It starts, you know?
Exactly.
I joke. I said my first year in the business, I made 11. I left a job making like $38,000 a year, which I was 24. So
wow,
that was a lot
that's
of money.
Pretty
you know?
Good.
And I'd owned my own house. I you know I bought it my senior year of college.
Oh, good for you.
So I left that to make $11,000 the first year.
Okay.
And I thought, oh God, what have I done? Like, why yes. would I do, you know, who in their right mind would do this?
Right.
And then I think I made 18 next year. I'm thinking, this was a horrible idea. Well, yeah,
but you
guess
morphed
what?
Into where you
10
are today.
10 years later, mm-hmm. 20 years later, mm-hmm. yeah, life is a little different, but people only see the 20 years after the fact. They don't see the,
it's
you
like
know,
the overnight
90 and 100 hour weeks. You know, I did the math a few times. I think I made like 12 cents an hour some years, you know. So, you know, it just doesn't work that way. You got to pay the price. You got to, you know, one of Bob's longtime listeners, John, you know, he was saying the other day on Facebook that, you know, hey, it doesn't matter how much money you have or you make, you just need to save something, you know.
This
and if you sacrifice a small amount over a long period of time, it still ends up being a lot of money.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of people don't get that. People think that unless I can save $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month, I'm not going to have a lot of money. You know, I have a woman who I remember meeting her. I met her about 20 plus years ago. She didn't speak any English at all. She made extremely little money. She put $25 a month into an investment account. Then I think she upped it to 50 at some point for her daughter. Today she has like a few hundred thousand dollars in this account, you know, because she's just done it consistently forever, you know, and that's really. You know, that's really a big thing. And mm-hmm. it's that it doesn't matter how much it is. It just matters that you keep doing it.
And how many years have you been doing this, Eric?
24,
wow.
I think it's been, give or take.
So you're an overnight success.
Yeah, overnight.
Like we were
just
talking
24
about.
24 short years later, finally successful.
This is interesting. I love this. We're with Eric Rich, and Eric is the president and CEO, where he only makes 12 cents an hour. Right, exactly. And that is Rich Asset and Investments, and you do everything.
Correct.
So, and it doesn't matter who it is, you're there. So we're going to be back, and we're going to learn more about this. Please give us a call at 609-927-1100, News Talk 1400, WND. We're going to be back. Yeah, we work hard for the money. What do you think, Eric? We certainly do. Stay with us. We'll be back after these very important messages.
News Talk 1400 WOND takes a look in the rearview mirror for the way it was in Atlantic City. Here's the singing lifeguard, Jim Crane, to tell us more.
Today we're going to take a look back in the rearview mirror of Atlantic City to the year of 1951. Kramer's Supermarket was advertising the finest steer beef, chuck roast, pork roast, or pork chops, your choice, for 69 cents a pound. And if you stopped in the evening between 7 and 9, you had a good chance of getting your groceries free, as two lucky shoppers were winners each week when the bell sounded. Our hockey team, the Seagulls, returned home after a grueling road trip on the Eastern Amateur League circuit. At the movies, Jose Ferrer was starring in Cyrano de Bergerac at the cinema. Betty Davis was in Payment on Demand at the Stanley. Joseph Cotton was featured in September Affair at the Warner. Organist Del Zane was the initial attraction at the new Zanzibar Club. Sophie Tucker was at the 500 Club. Steel Pier continued to be the highlight of a visit to Atlantic City with such performers as the Mills Brothers, Marty Small, Joan Edwards and his orchestra, Vaughn Monroe, Ralph Flanagan, and Frankie Carlisle. At the Senator Hotel, capacity crowds were enjoying Monty Provusser's La Veine en Rose show direct from New York. All of that great entertainment in the rearview mirror of Atlantic City going on in the year of 1900. 51. I'm Jim Crane. Please have a wonderful day.
Now's the right time. Make the right call. Make your home look beautiful. With quality windows and siding from Frank Vincent. He's reliable, great reputation. Been in business since 1957. So come on, give him a ring. Frank Vincent Windows, Siding, and Roofing. And make your home look new again.
Frank Vincent Windows and Roofing is celebrating 61 years of servicing your friends and neighbors throughout South Jersey. Is your home's roof ready for the winter cold and, more importantly, the winter weather? Call Frank Vincent and schedule your free roof inspection and replacement estimate and take advantage of huge savings like up to $400 off your new roof. Call Frank Vincent today at 609-641-2389 or go to frankvincentwindows.com.
Frank Vincent Windows, Siding, and Roofing, and make your home again.
The holiday season means sharing meals, memories, and unfortunately, germs. Be sure to have an Exergen temporal scanner handy to protect the whole family from the first sign of the flu, a fever. Exergen knows something to be thankful for this year is peace of mind when taking your temperature.
Shore Medical Center is proud to be your community hospital. They go to extraordinary lengths to deliver the highest quality of care in a safe and compassionate environment. They are pleased to provide six centers of excellence specializing in cancer, cardiovascular, neurological, orthopedic, emergency, and maternity and pediatric health care. And they are extremely proud of their affiliations with Penn Cardiology, St. Christopher's Hospital for Children, and Mayo Medical Laboratories. Shore is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke center and designated by the State of New Jersey's Department of Health and Senior Services as a primary stroke center. Shore is also certified by the Joint Commission for hip replacement, knee replacement, and spine surgery. Shore is one of only 26 hospitals in the country to earn Plaintree's prestigious gold-level certification, and they earned an A rating for quality and safety from the Leapfrog Group for 8 consecutive rating periods. To schedule an appointment or for more information, visit ShoreMedicalCenter.org.
Shore Medical Center, healthcare at its best.
Requires Ally financing, employee pricing on some models ends 12/31.
If you've been waiting for the best deals of the year, then this message is just for you. At Bennett Chevrolet, we're having our year-end Clear the Lot sale, our biggest sale of the year with our best deals of the year. Right now, Bennett Chevy's selling most new models for an incredible $500 below GM employee pricing. Yes, you heard right. You pay $500 less than what a GM employee would pay. That's as much as a 25% discount during Bennett Chevy's end-of-the-year Clear the Lot sale. But hold on, there's more. Bennett's also going to give you a minimum $6,000 for your trade towards any pre-owned vehicle in stock. But $6,000 is the minimum. So imagine how much more you'll get if your trade's in good condition. And because our non-commissioned staff is paid based on your satisfaction, not how much you spend, there's never any sales pressure. New Chevys at $500 below GM employee prices and $6,000 minimum for your trade won't last long. So hurry to Bennett Chevrolet, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com.
This is Ray Zardetto for the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce. New Jersey is filled with cultural, historic, and entertainment sites that are not as well known as they should be. We call these places Jersey's Hidden Gems. We want you to know more about these gems because they're great places to visit and to gain a better appreciation of New Jersey. The Meadowlands Eco Cruises will show you that the Meadowlands is a lot more than sports stadiums, superhighways, and shopping centers. It's a rich ecosystem of thriving wetlands, vibrant enough to have survived a century of urbanized abuse. There's a variety of cruises that take you along the Hackensack River, Berry's Creek Canal, Sawmill Creek, Kearney Point, and Newark Bay, and allow you to enjoy an incredible array of fish and bird species. So forget the turn Pike and Route 80, and take a ride on the Meadowlands original highway system and see Bergen County like you've never seen it before. Hop aboard a Meadowlands Eco Cruise and help us celebrate this Jersey gem. For more on Jersey's hidden gems, go to njchamber.com/gems.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
AtTheShoreOnline.com is your guide to South Jersey fun. Check out the website for information on entertainment and events from LBI to Cape May. It's fun, interactive, and easy to use. Looking for a kid-friendly happening? Check out the Fun for the Whole Family section. AtTheShoreOnline.com also has stories and information on local art, dining, entertainment, and golf. Visit the Atlantic City Insiders feature for videos and photo galleries of clubs and casinos, plus read their blogs about gambling, beer, and wine. AtTheShoreOnline.com, your guide to South Jersey fun.
Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa is now accepting sports wagers. Experience the thrill of sports betting at Borgata's Race and Sportbook. Bet on events from football and baseball to soccer, golf, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Sports betting now at Borgata. You bet they're open. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is David Spatz, inviting you to join me along with meteorologist Dan Skeldon and Chuck Betson with sports weeknights at 6 p.m. right here on News Talk 1400 WOND.
We'll get you home with today's news, tonight's sports, and something especially close to my heart, tomorrow's weather.
We're teaming up to bring you South Jersey's only live broadcast evening news program.
Your evening news has a new home. It's the South Jersey Edition. Prime. South Jersey's newest and most experienced broadcast team. David Spatz with today's news, tonight's sports with Chuck Betson, and meteorologist Dan Skeldon with tomorrow's weather, live and local. Produced right here in South Jersey at a time you've come to expect. Weeknights at 6 p.m.
So whether you're listening to us in the car on your way home,
or tuning us in at home as you're getting dinner ready,
make plans to join us each weeknight at 6 p.m. for the South Jersey Edition Prime.
Nobody does it better than News Talk 1400 WOND.
Michael Cohen and his family are back at their home inside the Trump Park Avenue building after Cohen was in federal court today and sentenced to 3 years in prison for crimes, including campaign finance violations that he says he committed at the request of Donald Trump, his former client.
He made clear his split from someone to whom he was admittedly loyal, blindly so, and he seemed to regret now not listening to his own voice and instead covering up for the dirty deeds, as he put it, for Donald Trump.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. More from our legal analyst, Royal Oaks.
Michael Cohen may not feel great today, but it appears he's dodging a bullet. If you added up all of the potential prison time on the charges against him, you're up around 70 years. And so by cutting a deal, certainly this has to be a great day for him in that sense.
Cohen will report to prison on March 6th. He says he'll continue his cooperation in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Vaccines and pets. Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Young, host of A Pause for Your Pet, brought to you by Curexa.
And I'm Mark Taylor, owner-pharmacist of Curexa, formerly Jersey Shore Pharmacy, compounding medication solutions for juniors to seniors to pets.
Vaccine protocols are always evolving, just like the diseases in the pet population.
There are three categories of vaccines. Rabies vaccine, which is required by law. Core vaccines for fatal diseases. Canine distemper, feline distemper, and canine parvovirus. Non-core vaccines include Lyme, canine bordetella, and feline leukemia. Deciding if your pet needs non-core vaccines is based on where you live and the animal's lifestyle.
Over-vaccinating can be as dangerous as under-vaccinating. Serum antibody titers may be used to determine your pet's need for a vaccine. When you have a medication problem, Curexa is your compounding solution.
Curexa prepares hard-to-find medications, customized creams, especially flavor medication, and easy-to-give forms for dogs, cats, and exotic pets. Curexa provides superior quality products with a caring, knowledgeable service.
Curexa, superior compounding excellence. For more information, visit Curexa.com.
What? Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes us go round, of that we both are sure. On being poor.
Welcome back. So happy that you're with us today. And yes, money makes the world go round. And the expert on that is with me today. And you're here every week, Eric.
Every Monday. I was actually, it's funny, I wasn't even thinking this until Vanessa said it to me outside, but I was Bob's last guest.
Isn't that something?
I was two to three on Monday.
What a way to go.
And it didn't even dawn on me until she said that to me, but...
That is
so. Yeah. So every Monday, and then every second Wednesday. So.
Well, here you are today, and you're here in Bob's name, and he wouldn't be happier to have you as the guest.
Yeah, Bob and I had a great, it was great because he had experience in my industry, you know. So
you both spoke the same language.
It was nice because it makes it real easy and conversational a lot of times,
He was
person to work with. Such a great person. Let's just say that. But such a great person to work with.
And he was a great person in the industry, right? He did insurances and things of that sort. Yeah, so you kind of understood.
Just,
yeah.
We have that same mindset of like it doesn't really matter. He's a lot like me. He never cared about what he made. He never cared about any of that. You know, it wasn't about the income or the company. It was, can I help somebody?
Right.
And if I can help somebody and I get paid, well, that's great. But that's always secondary to helping somebody.
Absolutely.
You know, and that was always his mindset. That's always been my mindset. And that's, I think, why we, you know, always had such a good friendship.
You clicked.
So,
And what's wonderful is that, God bless you, Bob. What's wonderful, Eric, is that we were talking off air and we were saying, I know myself, I'm a layman. There's many laymen out there. Doesn't matter if you're young, old, if there's whatever, language barriers. You make it very simple for your customer, your client to come in. And I love that. That's a really down-to-earth attitude, so you can help them so much, like you're saying. It's not about the money. It's about helping people understand what you do and why you do it.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. You have to know your why. You know.
Now, here's the question of the century, okay? Maybe it's not, and I'm sure you've been asked. So we're coming to 2019, as I said before. What could derail our retirement or finances that we say, well, by the end of the year, I want to put this away and that away? What is the number one issue that will derail our savings or will derail our financial ability?
I think the biggest thing that derails it is actually before it even gets started, which is I don't have a plan. You know, I just say something like, I want to save more in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. If you didn't save anything, is that a dollar or is it, you know, $10,000?
Exactly.
Or, you know, so you have to have a plan of exactly what it is you want to save,
mm-hmm.
And know, you know, what those numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
And then the biggest way to be successful in that is to make it automatic. You don't want to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Have it deducted right from your check. You know, if you have a 401k, like you said, we don't have pensions anymore.
Exactly.
You know, they're kind of going by the wayside.
Yes.
If I have a 401k, just put it in, put the money in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you have a match. I mean, then it's free money.
Right.
And I was at a group not too long ago. I said, you know, if you put in 3% and the company matches 3%, you made 100% return on your investment.
Wow.
Where are you going to get that?
You're not.
Stick the money in there. If you lost money every year, it's still a good deal,
mm-hmm.
because you're getting, you know, a match. So make it automatic, because if you have to think about it, you'll think of a reason why not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll never work. So make sure, you know, one, have a plan, and two, make that plan automatic.
Okay. We have Tom on the line. We're going to put Tom through, but before we do, Marie Maffey. Marie, you're a sweetheart out there. Give us a call. You have 15 minutes to call to claim your tree. You are one of the finalists, Marie, and you've called so many times, and you're a lovely lady, and I want you to get this tree. So Marie Maffey, please give us a call here at 609-927-1100 to claim your tree. And we have Tom on the line for Eric. Hi, Tom. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm terrific, and thank you for asking, young lady.
Thank you very much, sir. And you have the wonderful Eric Rich to answer your question, Tom.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Fine, Eric, yourself?
Yeah, can't complain.
Good, good. Hey, 401k question.
Sure.
The max is what, around 15,000 or something a year?
This year it's gone up to 19,000.
19, okay. So if I put in, say, 10 from payroll deductions, I can put the rest in out of pocket?
In a 401k, it all has to come out of the plan itself. So it would all have to come from payroll. Most companies wouldn't let you make an addition. Some self-employed people do that all the time. But if you're, you know, a W-2 or 1099 W-2 employee particularly, then you'd have to have it come out of the payroll. So what some people say is like, hey, defer 100% of my earnings for the last, you know, month or two of the year, and then I'll use my own savings to live off of, and that's one way you could kind of get around that.
Right, right. Okay. I wasn't sure how that worked.
Yeah.
That's fine, Eric.
And then if you're over 50, then you get, you know, then you get the extra $6,000 this year, too. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Sadly, I am over 50. Wait.
I wasn't going to say that. I knew that, but I wasn't going to say it. So.
I don't believe it, Tom. No, you sound like you're Jack Benny, really. You don't sound a day over 39. So, but God, good for you.
I don't mind being lied to, so that's okay.
My nose is growing right here. You don't see in the studio. Tom, you have any more questions? Anything you'd like to ask Eric while we have him here?
That'll work, Eric. I'll get to you by the end of the year or see you next year.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom. Looking forward to it.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Tom.
Thanks for calling, Tom. Have a blessed holiday season. That was Tom. We have Marie on the line. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
How are you, my dear? Guess what you did, Marie?
I won the tree.
Yay! Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And you deserve it because you've called so many times and you are one of the loveliest ladies that I know.
Oh, thank you. And so are you.
Oh, thank you so much, dear. God bless you. This is going to put a smile on your face. If you've never seen these trees, they're absolutely gorgeous.
I'm sure they are.
They are. Well, enjoy, dear. Well deserved. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. The same to you and all of your family.
Thank you, dear. You too. God bless. Thanks, Marie. She's a sweetheart. That's little Marie. I love Marie. Let me ask you now. Here's a question. We're getting into taxes. So how will taxes impact our income?
So, you know, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, in the world of investing, I always say to people, the smarter, whether I earn it in interest or don't pay it in fees or don't pay it out in taxes, it's all the same thing.
Okay.
It's all more money in my pocket, you know. So being tax efficient with your investments can make a huge, I mean, it can make a 1% to 2% difference in your rate of return. So in your net spendable rate of return. Mm-hmm. So that's a big, big deal. So you want to look for tax, you know, like people always say, hey, I want to take $10,000 out of an account. Which one do I take it out of?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always look for the most tax efficient thing first, you know. So if I need, $10,000 to put a roof on my house and I'm 60 years old, I'd rather take it out of a Roth IRA where I don't pay any taxes if I've made a lot of money this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I didn't make a lot, then maybe I want to take it out of a taxable account because I'm not going to owe as much as I otherwise would.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to kind of look situation specific each transaction to see, is this going to create a lot of taxes for me or not?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really key.
Now, Social Security is partially taxable. I mean, I don't have it as of yet. Above certain income thresholds, is that correct?
Correct. So it can either
be
not taxable.
Mm-hmm.
It can be 50% of it can be taxable, or 80% of it, or 85% of it can be taxable.
How does that work?
So basically, it's a function of your. So here's the formula. It's your. It's all of your income, pension or otherwise, received. It's non-taxable income. So like municipal bond income that normally isn't taxed is still counted for Social Security taxability purposes. And then, ironically, only the government would do this, half of your Social Security is factored into the calculation as whether or not Social Security is taxable.
It's unbelievable.
So it's all your income plus half your Social Security plus your non-taxable income equals X. If that number's over a certain number, then 50% of it is taxable. And if it's over, you know, a higher number, then 85% of it's taxable.
Never
so it's either 0, 50, or 85.
Wow.
There's no in between.
Let's hope we all end up in the zero.
Yeah, I know. So it's tough.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess if it's 85, it's not so bad. It means you make more money.
I was just going to say, you're making a lot of money. You paid this in. It's unbelievable. The government is like, they're always there. They make sure.
Well, what's really ironic is it's funded from taxes. So
and it's funded from taxes.
You're collecting taxes to fund it, but then you're taxing me when I turn around and take it back out.
It's amazing. It's like a double bubble.
Yeah, yeah. The government is not shy about taxes.
No, not at all. I wouldn't think so. Now, should you hire? People say, well, I know what I'm doing with my finances, blah, blah, blah. Should someone hire a financial advisor such as your company?
You know.
And tell us the pros, yes.
So, I mean, I get it. People don't want to pay a fee.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be charged for advice. I can tell you, if people see value in the advice, they never even ask the question about what is this costing me, because they know they're getting more value than what they're paying.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't see the value, and I see it sometimes, I'll say, why do you do it yourself? And the most common answer is, I had an advisor once, and I didn't like them, and I lost money. So I figure, they call it the snake bit effect. You know, I did it once, I got hurt. It's like touching a hot stove. I did it, it was a bad experience, I'm never going to do it again.
Especially when it comes to money. In
reality, you just picked the wrong person
exactly,
or something.
Exactly,
you know? But, again, I get it. Nobody wants to pay a fee. I don't want to pay a fee. But my job is to make you a lot more money than I cost you. I would say paying an advisor is like paying
an
accountant.
Point.
You know, a lot of people say, I want to get rid of my CPA and I'm going to do it on TurboTax. And I always tell people, do not do that. Your CPAs are worth their weight in gold.
I agree.
If you have a great CPA, trust me, whatever they charge you is a fraction of what they're saving you. That's just how it works. And I've been doing this a long time, and I've worked with a lot of CPAs, so I'm very attuned to this.
I totally agree.
You know, they're worth their weight in gold. And, you know, my job, I have someone who said that, and this was a few years back. You know, this person said, hey, I manage all my own money, you know, I had someone do it, and it wasn't a good experience. And I said, well, how, you know, and the big thing was I don't want to pay the fee. Now I have all my money in one place, and it's a super low-cost place, and I pay basically nothing in fees. So I said, well, you know, how much money are we talking here? It was a lot of money. It was, you know, several million dollars. And I said, where's it invested right now? Well, I'm scared right now. It's in cash. 85% of it's in cash. And this was like 2013 or 14. So, I mean, the market has basically doubled since then, close to.
Yes.
So your desire to not pay a fee has cost you $3.5 million?
Whoa.
How much do you think I was going to charge you? You know, like,
well, maybe that would be a good price for you.
You know, even if I charge you 1%, which I'm probably not doing, but like, is that not an excessive number? You know, so my job is, again, I mean, if I go back to being more of a psychologist and something else, my job is to talk you off the ledge when you would put all the money in cash and I say, no, that's a really bad idea.
Right.
I'm doing it to, you know, I'm protecting your money. And you from, you know, your money from you sometimes.
From derailing yourself.
Right,
I mean, this is
exactly
what you're doing. So, okay, we have a question. But because you're Eric Rich, you're very honest. You are a very honest gentleman. Not because Eric is sitting right here, but he's very down to earth, very honest. They can come across people like that. But, you know, that's why don't be burned. I mean, listen, we do it in relationships. Do we keep on going? We have a bad relationship. Does it mean that we're never going to date anybody or get married again? No,
right,
we go for it. So, you know, this is your money. And if it's a lot of money, as you're saying, there's so much to be lost.
Yeah, the losses, you know, the mistakes are amplified.
Yes.
You know, the bigger the number. Now, you know, again, sometimes if you don't have a lot of money, it hurts. It hurts even more because it's all you have. You know,
I know,
people with lots of money can afford to make mistakes sometimes, but still, you know, sometimes those mistakes are awfully big numbers.
That's right.
And that is, to me, you know, cutting off your nose to spite your face.
That's
because
right.
I'm trying to save, you know, a few thousand dollars a year and it's costing me millions. Well, then maybe you should rethink that strategy.
If you have that much money, you want a financial advisor. I could never do it on my own. Like with an accountant, I don't have that much money, but I would not be with that. If it goes, oh, Laura, you can do it on your own. I says, no way, because God forbid you make a mistake. Government's right there to eat you up alive.
And if you make a mistake, it's always going to be in their favor.
Exactly.
You know, so. You need that expert, and as good as I am on the tax side, I wouldn't even dream of it. You know,
you have
to have a CPA do that.
You certainly do.
So.
They know all the legalities. We have Ginny on the line. Hi, Ginny. Welcome. How are you today?
Hello. I am good. I have a question.
Hi, Ginny.
I have a condo in Florida. I do not rent it out. I just go down back and forth when I feel like it. And I also have a home here in New Jersey. Should I be using the Florida address for my taxes, because Florida, as you know, does not have a state income tax.
Correct.
Right.
So
correct.
Basically, you would have to use
it. Should I do that or not?
You'd have to use it more than 6 months out of the year. So 6 months.
Yeah,
and
I do.
So if you're there more than 6 months out of the year, then you can absolutely do that. What people can't do is a lot of times people say, oh, I'm a Florida resident. And they're still working in New Jersey and everything else, and they go down there a month or two out of the year. And I'm like, no, trust me, New Jersey, you know.
They're going to get you.
It isn't going to work that way.
Right.
But if you spend more than, you know, if you spend 6 months and a day down there, then yeah, you could be a Florida resident. And, you know, pretty much everything is cheaper
down
there.
Okay, because I do that, and my accountant's been all over me to do that. So,
yeah, if you spend that much, if you spend that much time down there, then your accountant's right. You should be a Florida resident. And, you know, you have to actually become one. So your driver's license becomes Florida. You register to vote in Florida. I mean, you have to legitimately
doctors, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, even doctors up here is
yes.
fine. But driver's license and voting, you know, are the first two things they're going to look at, you know. So, you know, you have to validate it, of course. But, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And how much, Eric, how much can I save? What are we talking about here? A couple $100 or not really? Or more than
I mean, if you have a pension, I mean, think about it, New Jersey, you know, all the tax that you paid to the state of New Jersey last year, you would no longer pay. Your real estate taxes are probably going down. Car insurance, you know, maybe, you know, you'd save a fair amount. Some of your insurances are more expensive in Florida, but, you know, homeowners and things like that. But, you know, by comparison, I mean, I've seen people like I had a husband and wife move down there. One was a school teacher. One was a police officer. You know, their combined pension was like $120,000 a year. Well, they're probably saving $25,000 a year in taxes by moving to Florida. So, I mean, that's $25,000 is an enormous number.
That's
$2,000 a month.
Well, that's not hay.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, so but right. So it depends on your specific situation and how much of your income is taxable and things like that. But you'd be surprised. I mean, I see I've seen some pretty extreme examples of what it saves people to live in Florida.
And it's better in your pocket, Jenny.
I do know somebody who works 4 days a week in Atlantic City and spends 3 days a week in Florida. And they're perfectly happy with that.
Yeah, some people do commute back and forth. But if they have earned income in New Jersey, then New Jersey's going to, you know, want a piece of that and stuff. But but yeah, I mean, if you're retired, that's hard to argue why you wouldn't want to do that as long as you're there more than half the year.
Okay. So that's a good idea then.
Absolutely.
Go for it, Jenny.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, glad to, Jenny.
Merry Christmas, Jenny. Have a great holiday. Thank you for calling. Eric, I'd like to ask you a question before we're coming to the end. Boy, this went fast. I'm enjoying
I know,
it.
Always
well,
does.
That's okay. It does. The most important ages for retirement planning. So we have here specified age 50, 59 and a half. I don't know why they put the half. Age 65, age 66, and age 70 and a half. What do you consider the most important ages for retirement planning?
I mean,
all those.
The realities are all important. You know, 50 is when you really want to start. You know, that's typically when you're towards your peak earning years. And you want to really start putting money away heavily for retirement. You know, hopefully by then your kids are, you know, sort of grown or whatever. I'm 47 with a six-year-old, so that's obviously
that's
not my life.
That's fine.
But, you know, so that's a big age. That's when you can increase, like I was saying to Tom earlier, you can put more money away in retirement starting at age 50.
Right.
In both, you know, IRAs and 401ks and all that. 59 and a half is when I can start taking money out of plans. So that's why that's a kind of a magic number.
Really?
65, I can file for Medicare, you know, so I can, you know, hopefully save some money on health insurance and things like that.
Right.
66 is the new Social Security primary age.
How long has that been in effect now?
Quite a while.
Has it?
Yeah, okay. And now it's like 67 or something for younger people, but
they're retiring later.
They're not. The Social Security numbers are goofy. I mean, just if you're under 40 years old, you can't retire. You know, so you get Social Security at 70, and it's 100% taxable. And forever, Social Security would be the problem would be fixed.
Okay.
There was no way we would ever outlive that problem.
Exactly.
But nobody can say that and get reelected. So I can say it, but nobody else can say it and get reelected.
But when you run, we're going to hold you to that.
You know, but so 66 is kind of that magic age. And then 70 and a half, you have 70. To start taking money out of retirement plans.
Okay, you have to. Okay.
You know, as long as you're you know, an active employee, still contributing. But if you have an IRA or something, you have to take money out.
Okay.
Of it.
Very, very interesting. Hi, we have Jackie from Linwood. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Laurie. Great show with Don DeGuy. Rich is his name?
Eric. It's Eric Rich.
Hi, Jackie.
Eric Rich. That's it. I always listen to him with Bob Burns, and you're doing a great job on the show today.
Oh, thanks,
I do have a question. Okay, I have a small 401k, very, very small, from an old company I work with. How do I get that transferred to, like I have in another place?
The paperwork... The paperwork comes actually from your former employer, and then...
They don't have it anymore because it's with some company.
Well, that company provides the paperwork, and then you get... it's called distribution paperwork, so you would get that from that provider, and then you could move it to pretty much any other plan you want to move it to from there.
Okay, because, like, you know, they took their money out because I wasn't there long enough to be invested in them.
Jackie, we're coming to the end of the show, my dear. I wish you would have called sooner. So many questions.
You were so busy with him, I don't want to get back in there.
Oh, you never are. No.
Give me a call at the office, Jackie. It can always help, too.
Give the number, please.
609-486-4000. 5073.
Contact Eric Rich, president and founder of Rich Asset Management. He's going to help you, save you money. Eric, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and honor. It's been so much fun. I learned so much from you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you'll be back next week. Everybody have a wonderful holiday, okay, and a great day. And thank you so much for calling.
WOND, South Jersey's News Talk Leader, proudly broadcasting from the Maiko & Maiko Studios in Lynnwood.
It's the largest co-ed high school basketball tournament in the nation, and it's right here in South Jersey, the Boardwalk Basketball Classic. It tips off Saturday, December 22nd with the Crest Savings Bank Battle of the Boards, featuring local favorites like Wildwood, Lower Cape, Wildwood Catholic, Holy Spirit, EHD, to name a few. Then on December 26th, the action really heats up as teams from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia battle it out. Teams you don't want to miss, like Group 4 state champion Shawnee from Philly, those always tough Father Judge Crusaders. On the girls' side, the Manasquan Lady Warriors, the number one team in the state, according to NJ.com. The McDonough Lady Rams from Baltimore. For the full schedule and more, log on to bbclassic.com. The Boardwalk Basketball Classic is brought to you in part by Crest Savings Bank, Quatita, Longboard Media, Acme, J. Byrne Agency, DeWeese Law Firm, Kona Surf Company.
Something to think about from Steve Shulman Marketing.
A man wakes up in the morning after sleeping on an advertised bed, in advertised pajamas, shaves with an advertised razor, has a breakfast of advertised juice, cereal, and toast, toasted in an advertised toaster, puts on advertised clothes, glances at his advertised watch, rides to work in an advertised car, and writes with an advertised pen. Yet this man hesitates to advertise, saying that advertising doesn't pay. Until finally, I introduced him to
Businesses to Watch.
Businesses are always looking for a product to help deliver their message. Businesses to Watch delivers that message loud and clear. Call Paul Kelly at Longport Media at 609-653-1400 and put the power of Businesses to Watch to work for you on three of South Jersey's great radio stations, 103.7 WMGM, Cool 98.3, and 1400 WOND. Get started now by calling Paul Kelly at Longport Media, 609-653-1400, 609-653-1400.
Hi, I'm Jim Crane for the Pleasantville Music Shop, your holiday music store with a whole lot more. We feature a full line of new and used pianos so that the sounds of music will ring throughout your home into the new year. The finest in keyboards and digital pianos for the beginner right up to the polished professional. A large selection of guitars, basses, and amps, PA systems, mics, and more. New and used instruments for the band and orchestra student. For the drummer in the family, drum sets, congas, bongos, cymbals, and more. Please like us on Facebook and drop off a toy for Toys for Tots. We've got everything musical. Sheet music, music books, musical novelty gifts, lessons, gift certificates, and a whole lot more. All at the Pleasantville Music Shop with over 70 years experience and 3.5% sales tax. That's Pleasantville Music, 15 East Black Horse Pike in Pleasantville. Phone 609-641-4600. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year from all of us at Pleasantville Music.
Thomas Heist is here to earn your trust. We're confident you'll benefit from us. Our focus is on people, for business and family. You'll like the way we do business. Thomas Heist Insurance Agency.
Do you feel like you're paying too much for flood insurance? Thanks to recent legislation, we now have non-government flood insurance providers that may save you money while giving you the same or better coverage as your current flood policy. We've helped many homeowners in the area save hundreds of dollars on their flood insurance. Call us today to see if you qualify. I'm Tom Heist, and you'll like the way we do business.
You'll like the way we do business. Thomas Heist Insurance Agency.
It's a birthday that occurred 2,000 years ago, and we still celebrate it. The birth of Jesus. Celebrate at Heaven's Way Baptist Church, 5082 Tremont Avenue, EHT. Celebrate the birth of Jesus Christmas Day at 10 o'clock. Additional services and times are listed on Facebook. Reverend John L. Mack, Senior Pastor, Reverend John Peeler, Assistant Pastor, and the other ministers and staff wish you a blessed Christmas from Heaven's Way Baptist Church.
and join our family.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Newkirk inviting you to come join the family. Here at Newkirk Family Veterinarians in English Creek, you'll find medical and surgical services, grooming, cat boarding in our famous cat house, as well as rehabilitation and physical therapy. We can perform x-rays and blood testing on-site so we can have most test results within 30 minutes. That's faster than most human hospitals. Come see why we're always a top vote getter in the best of the press for best veterinary hospital. 609-645-2120, 645-2120, or see us on the web at NewkirkFamilyVeterinarians.com. Since 1981, second to none.
Voted best in the business. It's not just about your pet. It's about your family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians. Come join our family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians.
For complete and up-to-date total traffic in South Jersey, listen weekends to News Talk 1400 WOND.
Live and local radio.